So I'm here with Ben Watson, the conductor of the Rexford Children's Choir. So tomorrow's the first rehearsal.
First rehearsal, yep. We get back into the season. Our choir season runs September to May, although we've never been in session in the fall before because we've only been around since February this year.
So how many people are you expecting to show up?
That's a good question. We have actually over 200 kids who registered for this fall. So I'm expecting somewhere around 200. That may have a bit of an attrition, so we'll see. So anywhere between 150 and 200 is what I'm guessing.
And you had about 100 last year, is that right?
That's right, yep.
So this is, as you said, like a new thing,
yep,
pretty much. And how much have you been preparing, like, in the past to start this and also this year for the fall?
Great question. So I moved to Rexburg in January. And I was looking for a children's choir for my kids to be involved with, my own kids. And I didn't see anything around that I wanted to have them participate in right away. So I thought, I'm going to start a community children's choir. I used to be a music teacher in the public education system up in Montana. And I just love choral music and I love working with kids. So we started this choir and it really took off. We released our first music video. We put a lot of time and energy and resources into it. Part of it was just to build awareness of what we're doing here in Rexburg with this children's choir. And it did really well. We're going to do another music video this December. Now this fall, we're focusing right away on day one on Christmas. I mean, our Christmas concert's December 4th with Jenny Oakes Baker and Family Four. In June, I reached out to Jenny, asked if she would be willing to be a guest artist with us for the Christmas concert, and she was very happy to say yes. And part of that, I think, is because she's performing with her children. It's Jenny Oakes Baker and Family Four, so this is going to be a fun performance for her children to be involved with our children, anywhere from 150 to 200 singers at the Tabernacle. So Jenny and I started right away working on the lineup of songs. And so that preparation started in June. We pretty much have it settled as to what we're going to perform. And that makes rehearsal easier because we know exactly where we're going to go in rehearsal each week.
And how are you feeling about the music you've chosen?
Oh, great. Yeah. One of the biggest challenges, I think, for music teachers, especially those that are dealing with non-audition choirs, is choosing the right literature. And so I put a lot of time and energy and thought into this, and I feel pretty good about where we've settled on the music.
So for you, then, what goes into directing like a children's choir? How much work would you say you put in?
There's a lot of work outside of rehearsal that I put into this, not just selecting the music, but I make adaptations to the music according to the unique dynamics of my choir. I know the limitations of my choir as a whole. I'll take a piece and I'll say, man, this piece would be great, but I think we just need to make one adjustment here or an adaptation here to make it fit our choir. So there's a lot of preparation that I do outside of rehearsal. And then in rehearsal, you know, some people have asked me, how is it that you're able to take 100, 150 kids and not have them all over the place? I mean, we maintain pretty good control. And what I do is when I'm in front of these kids, we only have 45 minutes, maybe an hour max, but I don't go beyond that. I don't stop. I mean, we're go, go, go. I mean, as soon as rehearsal starts, we are moving. And so it really doesn't give the kids an opportunity to kind of lose focus. It's a chore, and it's kind of a workout. By the end, I'm kind of tired, but I love it.
But I noticed on your website, then it says semester, and you kind of mentioned that it goes until May. Mm-hmm. And so do children, like, join, like, at the end, let's say you're doing this whole Christmas focus thing, mm-hmm, and then would you, like, open it up again and say, okay, new children can come in again for this next?
Right. Yeah, there's a little flexibility built into that. For fall, definitely as we look forward to Christmas, I need the kids that are interested for that experience to be in by, like, tomorrow, which is September 11th.
Right.
I don't know when this recording is going out, but basically, if you're going to be involved with the choir for Christmas concert, you need to be involved with us right at the beginning of fall semester. But we do have flexibility there. And for sure, with the second semester, if a kid wants to join up, maybe they didn't know the choir existed till December, well, join us and we'll get you in January.
And last year, or was it last year?
Yeah, earlier this year.
Yeah, it was your first time with this children's choir.
Yeah.
And how did you feel like at the end of that? Was it everything you kind of expected it would be?
Yes, I felt really good about where we landed. Actually, it was more than I expected it to be. We had more kids involved than I thought would be involved. I thought the production that we did turned out really well. It, through the several iterations on social media, averages about 1,800 views a day. And we're not in it for the views. We're in it to inspire people. That's really what we're looking for at the end of the day. There's incredible power through digital distribution, especially for music. We've seen that. And I want people outside of Rexburg. And in the very first interview I gave to a reporter in February when I started the choir, I said that one of my visions was to create a global audience for this choir, which we've done. So that's going to be a regular part of our choir experience, our professionally produced music videos. And there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just a camera out. I mean, we have several audio recording sessions even before we get out there with the video camera and the video producer of choice. I'm very selective on who he is and what I'm looking for. Christmas concert, a big production. When I put on concerts, I really want to make it an experience. And so that's why back in June I looked at what kind of guest artists can we bring in and what are some other things that we can do to make this experience the richest experience for these kids, their families, the community, and we'll just make that part of our standard of excellence.
And how have you felt that the children and like their families have felt about it?
I've received some really good feedback from parents and the kids. It's important for parents and kids to realize that the choir is a place that, regardless of your skill level, if you're willing to put forward the effort, be diligent, have a good time, there's a place for you in my choir. We can make it work.
So that's Ben Watson with the Rexburg Children's Choir, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah.